Radio.
A number of years ago, some of the evangelical churches produced those little wristbands with the letters WWJD. And I'm sure we all know what WWJD stands for. What would Jesus do? Well, that's a good question. What would Jesus do if he faced the situations that we find ourselves in today? I think the slogan, what would Jesus do, reminds us that Jesus faced issues that we face in our daily lives and that we can imitate him as we walk through our days. And today's two readings have a real what would Jesus do angle to them, I think. In our first reading, we see how Moses and Jesus reacted both when they found themselves in very demanding, tiring situations. Let's look at Moses first. Moses had just brought the Israelites out of Egypt, showing them time after time how merciful and powerful their God is. Yet the people continued to complain and even tried to revolt against him. So what would Moses do when he reaches his breaking point? Well, as we heard, he goes off to complain to God about the burden of leading such a fractious group of people. Now let's look at Jesus in our gospel. He has just learned that his cousin, John the Baptist, has been executed. Saddened by the news, he tries to find a quiet place to pray, just as Moses did. But instead, he is faced with a crowd of people. But rather than slip away, he spends the day preaching, healing, and feeding the masses. This is what Jesus would do at his breaking point. He continues to minister and give to others. So tonight, this afternoon's readings tell us what to do when we reach our breaking point, I think. We should make it a point to spend time with God in prayer. But there are also times when we can't slip away. That's when we can follow Jesus' example and press on, confident that God will give us the strength we need. The good news is that God doesn't have a breaking point. He never gets tired of caring and loving for us. He's always ready to feed us, to comfort us, to heal our weary hearts. You see, God has endless resources, and he's always ready to share them with each one of us. So don't be afraid to go to God and ask for help. And if life gets in the way of our prayer time, let's be confident that Jesus will always still be with us. Thank you, Lord, for the promise of your presence. Teach us how to find time to be with you. And when we can't, please give us your strength and grace. Amen.
Radio.org.au